Das Chazor sich nicht über Kassel Schwager beim Yehuda, mit sich das Wachim darf beis, Perek kol as Wachim, Perek Rishon, sagt der Heilige Mischa bis Yate des Shmaya. All Kabbanis that were shechted, not for their own sake, not Lashma, meaning an Oilo that was shechted for the sake of Vishlam, are valid, except that they don't count for to satisfy the obligation of the owner. The exceptions to this rule are Chattas and a Pesach, which become possible when the shechted Shalei Lashma. The Pesach becomes possible when it's offered in this way in its proper time, Ere Pesach. Chattas is possible when it's offered Shalei Lashma at any time. Well, Eliezer says, an Oshem also becomes possible when it's shechted lo shalei lishma. The Pesach becomes possible when it's offered in this way in its proper time, Erev Pesach. The Chatzis and Oshem are possible when it's offered this way at any time. Eliezer explains, a Chatzis is brought for an Aver, Oshem is brought for an Aver. Just like a Chatzis is possible shalei lishma, an Oshem is possible shalei lishma. Yosi ben Chayni says, a carbon that is shechted for the sake of a Pesach or for the sake of a Chatzis is also possible. Shimon, the brother of Azariah, said, if a carbon is shechted for the sake of a different carbon of greater Kedusha than itself, it's kosher. If it's shechted for the sake of a carbon that's lesser Kedusha, it's possible. For example, Kachi Kachim was shechted for the sake of Kachi Kalam, possible. Kachi Kalam that was shechted for the sake of Kachi Kachim, kosher. Similarly, if a carbon Bechor or a carbon Maisa was shechted for the sake of a Shlom, it's kosher, but the reverse would be possible. Frakting, why did the Mishnah say except that they don't count for the obligation of the owners? Why can't it just say they're kosher, but they don't count for the obligation of the owners? And for the Mishnah is teaching that they don't count for the obligation of the owners, but they remain in their original state of Kedusha, and therefore it would be also to make any more changes besides Shalei Lishma during the rest of the Avodah. Meaning, for the rest of the day, I have to keep Lashma for the rest of the Avodah. Mar said, this is like Rava said, that if an Oyle is shechted Shalei Lishma, it's usur to offer his blood Shalei Lishma. We can say this based on logic and also based on apostasy. The logic would be, just because one change was made improperly doesn't mean you should go ahead and make more improper changes. The Pasuk says, the carbon's a neder, then it says it's a nedava. Make up your mind. Rather, the Pasuk is teaching that if the carbon was brought properly, it will be considered as a fulfillment of the obligation of the owner. If not, it doesn't fulfill his obligation, but it's still treated as a nedava. Now, it's not mutter to make changes to a nedava. So you see, that's where you have to keep it lishma. So Rav Vayter, Ravin, etc. Papa, you missed a shir last night when Rava posed contradictions and answered them. Ravin repeated what he said in the shir. Our Mishnah says all kabbanis that were shechted not for their own sake are kosher, but they don't count to fulfill the obligation of the owner. This suggests only because it was specifically done not lishma. However, if there was no specific intent altogether, the chayyur would even fulfill the obligation of the owner. We see from over here, no specific intent is the equivalent of proper intent. However, there's a Mishnah regarding a get that says that any get that's written shalai lishma of that particular woman is possible. Now, over there, we know that even when it's written without any specific intent, it's also possible. So Rava answered, when animals are made kodesh as carbonus, they take on the designation of the carbon for which they're given. And therefore, even without specific intent, they're considered to be for their own sake. A woman is not considered designated to be divorced, and therefore, without specific intent, the get is not considered to be for her sake. How do we know that a carbon offered without specific intent is valid? It can be based on the fact that our mission says all carbonus that are offered for their sake, instead of saying all carbonus that are not offered for their sake, because regarding the get, the Mishnah also says any get that's written not for the sake of the woman to be divorced is not valid. It doesn't say any get that's not written for the sake of the woman is valid. Therefore, the order of the words can't show that without specific intent it's valid, because the get should have the same halacha. Rather, Zakhti Gemara, it's from another Mishnah, which says the case of intending for the Pesach and then changing the intent to be not for a Pesach, in which case it would be possible, would be if he began with the intent of Pesach and then had intent to Shlomim. Now the Mishnah suggests that if he began with the intent of Pesach and then completed the Avodah without any specific intent, it would be kosher. We see that no specific intent is like intent for Lishma. This is not a proof. It may be that it would be valid in that case only because we assume that when someone does something originally, the rest of his thought is based on his original intent. But had he not had any intent at all in the beginning, maybe it would be possible. Rather, Zuckermar, we can see it from the end of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says the case of intending not for the Pesach and then changing to the intent to have for the Pesach would be if he began with intent for Ishlamim and then he had intent for the Pesach. Now, the Mishnah suggests that if he began with no specific intent and then completed the Avodah with specific intent for Pesach, it would be valid. We see that no specific intent is like intent for its sake. Mar said, no, it's not a proof. It may be that it would be valid in that case only because we assume that somewhat you follow what you did at the end. So therefore, at the end you had Lishma, the whole time was Lishma, but had he not had any intent at all, it could be possible. We can also say that nothing can be learned from this part of the Mishnah, because it may just be that the Mishnah gives the second case only because it's the reverse of the first case, but not that something should be learned from it. And for the Gemara, rather, we can see it from the following Mishnah, which gives six intents that must be had when a carbon is being brought, with one of them being intent for its sake. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's offered without intent for it, it's still valid, because Bezin made a stipulation that a carbon should be offered without specific intent. The reason they did so is to prevent someone from offering for the sake of the wrong carbon. Now, from the fact that Bezin made the stipulation, we can clearly see that a carbon offered without specific intent is valid, because if it would be possible, Bezin would never have made such a stipulation. How do we know that a get written without specific intent for the woman is possible? It can't be based on a mission that says if a person was walking through the market and he heard Seifrim talking to their students and saying that Pliny is divorcing his wife, the name Pliny is, from such and such a place, he instructs him to write the get as a training exercise, and the passerby says, hey, that's my name, that's my wife's name, and that's my name in my city, you know what, I'm going to use it for my divorce. The mission says he can't do so because the get's possible. This mission shows that having no specific intent is possible. However, the reason it's possible in that case is like what Papa said, that since it's written as an academic exercise, it's not written for the purpose of divorce. That's why it's possible. Zakhtamar, rather, it can be seen from the next part of the mission, which says, moreover, if a person wrote a get for his wife and then decided not to divorce her, and he then finds another man who has his name and whose wife is the same name as his wife, and who lives in the same city, who wants to divorce his wife, and is willing to use the get that he wrote, the first guy wrote, he may not use it because it's possible. This shows that a get must be written with specific intent in order to be kosher. In fact, the case is very different, because over here, it was used for someone else's divorce, and that's why it's not considered to be without, it's not without specific intent. It had specific intent for somebody else. Zakhtamar, rather, it can be seen from the next part of the mission, which says, moreover, if a passenger a person has two wives, both have the same name, and he wrote a get to divorce the older wife. Then he decided, you know what, I'm going to divorce the younger wife with the same name. It's possible. We see over here that the get has to be written specific intent in order to be valid. In fact, the case may be different because it was used for the divorce of the other wife, and that's why it's not considered to be without specific intent. Rather, Zakhtamar, it can be seen from the next part of the mission, which says, moreover, if he tells the Sefer to write the get for whichever one he later decides to divorce, because they both have the same name, the get is possible. This seems to show that a get has to be written with specific intent to be kosher. Zakhtamar, no, the case may be different because the reason it's possible may be based on the fact that there's no such thing as Breira. Rather, Zakhtamar, it can be seen from the following Mishnah, which says, someone who writes the typhus of a get without being instructed by the husband to do so, he has to leave over the name of the man, the woman, and the witnesses, and the date blank. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, and the Gemara on that mission says that when writing the get, he also has to leave over the statement blank for where he's going to write, Hariyat Materas Achol Adam, because that is essential to part of the get. We see clearly that from here, that a get must be written with specific intent for the woman to be divorced, and without specific intent, it's going to be puzzle.